What's up, this your girl Golden with a story, and this time the story is about Soldier Slim, Mr. James Taft. Soldier came out on just about anything we needed him to come out with. He loved the kids. He always came. So this particular time, I told him that we were doing a back to school giveaway with the kids, and we had, all of the supplies and stuff like that. So he was like, "Well, what you need me to bring?" I said, "Well, whatever." He said, "Well, I'm coming with the money. They'll rather that anyway." I said, "Okay, that's fine." So then Sandra, who is that's Deja Vu Mama, they own the party house, which was right there off North Claiborne. And it's across the street from the project. And so all the project kids and from everywhere and people just from everywhere came to the party house. So Sandra was like, "Girl, ain't nobody gonna come because Diddy Boo and them doing something, Lucky and them doing something, Monson with the fade doing something, everybody doing something. Girl, ain't nobody gonna come." I say, "But guess what? We got Magnolia Slim about to come, and that's gonna shut everything down." So, she was like, "Okay, everything fine." So I'm outside. Just outside, because I couldn't deal with the children. Had they was tired of the speech, do good and be good. They was sick of that. And so Lorette was up there. Lorette, it worked at Q93 then, that I'm talking about. Lorette Neville, that's Jason Neville's wife. She was there and she was giving her speech and everything. So I look up while I'm outside. I seen somebody walking, approaching me, and I look back, and that was Slim. He was like, "What's up, man? I'm here." I'm like, "Okay." He said, "What's all that noise?" I said, "They're up in there pitching pencils and stuff at Lorette." He said, "A girl from Q93? I said, "Yes." He said, "Lord." I said, "What took you so long?" He said, "I had to stop a holiday at my mama while I was still. Miss Linda was at a club, I think like across Claiborne. It wasn't too far from where we was because he walked over there." He said, "I'm about to go perform up right here." She said, "Okay." So he came in, he was like, "Man, tell the DJ to send me the pass the mic, pass the mic." So Slim hadn't even got in the building or nothing. Lorette was about to just all the kids, okay? She had it up. The police, nobody was doing nothing. Everybody was just eating and laughing while the children was just cutting up. So Soldier Slim came, said, "Man, pass the mic, pass the mic. Tell the dude, pass the mic. Let me get this together." So he passed the mic. And Soulja Slim, all he said was,
"You're talking that shit, bitch, nigga, but you better get your mind right."
And shut it down.
Huh?
I mean, you couldn't hear a sound. Before all them children was talking about how they are kill and rack and don't check and all this thing, and they are thug for life and it is. When Slim walked up in that building, they was in there dancing and screaming and crying and hugging him and just telling them, and he sat there and talked to everybody. He sat and talked to everybody like he didn't have nowhere to go, but he actually did. He had a concert to do after that. So he really took the time out with us, with the kids, and anything we did, he always supported it. And then came Thanksgiving event that we were planning for. And Slim, like, "I'm in the building. I'm there. No question." He said, "I ain't with all that cooking and stuff. I'm bringing money." I said, "Okay, that's fine." So he was unalived. And I think the event, I don't really clearly, I really try not to remember that. I don't know if it was Thanksgiving night, the night before, or maybe a night before that. But we went on with the school supply giveaway and the turkey giveaway. And the news people came in because it was raining so bad that night. I mean, if you'd have thought it was a hurricane again, it rained so hard and everybody was just gloomy in there. We did this one in collaboration with Top Notch. Shout out to Top Notch and thank you for that, allowing us to be there. And the news people ended up coming and they was questioning, talking to us like, "How does it feel to continue this event without him?" I said, "Well, night and turned into his honor and us honoring him." And we went on and with it. One of our editors, his name is Brandon. He is a artist now. He does murals. I think he has his own museum and everything. But he was just a kid at the time. And we, right before the event, he was just a kid at the time. And he said, "I got something for you from the other night." I said, "Okay, what you got?" We brought all the students in with us to the club. I'm not gonna mention because they wasn't supposed to be there anyway. So, but they weren't around any liquor, they weren't around anything, they were only just there to film. So I told them, I said, "What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas." And I told their mom, I say, "Everything is all good, but at times we may be running, we may hear gunshots, we may have to duck and dodge. Now, is you still want your child to come?" He say, "Yeah, the children." There you go. So we was in the building. Shout out to all y'all who was our camera people. Y'all was in college then. Y'all probably produced. I know Kwame working with Lucky, with Tyler Perry and all of that. So, everybody turned out good. Everybody turned out good. And he said, "I got something for you." And it was the footage that I'm about to show you. I can't, I'm, I just know that Slim was a solid dude. You can't be humble in the jungle. And you got to survive. But he had a heart, and he had a big heart. He had a big heart for the kids. And Miss Linda was right there. She was right there. Y'all check out the footage.
Welcome to It's All Good in the Hood. We're here to Bettina's, we're totally Slim out for the report. And
because God is
there. That's right.
If you have any questions, dial the number at the bottom of the screen. 1-800-FREE-ME from anything. I apologize. We're taking donations.
We have the platinum line to go.
Because I'm sick.
Here we go. Just like the studio, countdown.
No, I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We should have video. This is the feature artist.